The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor. When you see somebody with a little suitcase like this, what do you think about? Some people think about somebody going away. Some people think about something to play inside. What do you think might be in here? I'll show you. It's a horn. It's really a coronet, but it's a kind of horn. And I'm trying to learn it, trying to learn how to play this. This is a mouthpiece that fits into it right like that. Let me try to show you how I've been playing it. First, you have to be able to go like this. Just beginning. And I'm told that it isn't too hard to learn it. So it's coming. Just started. People who play these instruments practice a long time. Mm-hmm. I want to show you something here, though. You see, it's a lot easier for me to play the piano because I started playing this kind of instrument when I was just 5 years old. I wonder if I could play these two together. I don't think you're, really meant to, but. Oh, there's somebody at the door. See who it is. Oh, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery. I was just passing by on my way to Moonlight Mushrooms, and I heard you playing your horn. Just thought I'd stop by to say hello.
Hi, Mr. McFeely. Yes, I've been trying to learn to play this coronet.
It's called a coronet.
Yes, but it's a part of the horn family. You're going to the mushroom place.
Yes, the Moonlight Mushrooms.
They grow them in the mines there, don't they?
Yes, underground. Would you like to go along?
Well, I think I would like to.
Well, I'll...
Would that be all right?
Yes, I'll just make a phone call first, just
all
to
right.
make sure. I'll
right.
let the deliveries there. I'll give Margot a call.
Oh,
a friend
fine.
Of mine.
Wonder what it would sound like to play a horn.
Well, why don't you just
mushroom.
Bring it along?
All right, I could do that.
Hello, Margot. This is Mr. McFeely here. That's right. I'll be over there today with a delivery, and I was thinking, do you think I could bring a friend along to, and you can give a tour? Fine. Well, we'll be right over, and thank you, and speedy delivery. Well, it's,
Is that all right?
It'll be all right.
Good. Do your mother or dad ever use mushrooms for cooking? Well, the mushrooms that people buy in stores are sometimes grown in big caves, and there are people there who pick them and get them ready to sell. Let's go with Mr. McFeely, so we can show you what mushroom mine is like.
On to the Moonlight Mushroom. Don't forget the case.
Oh, yes, thank you.
And I'll have my delivery here.
Yes, I must take this, but I do want to try this in the mud.
All right, you'll get your chance.
I'll put
right
this in the
way.
Case as we go.
Okay, I'll get the door.
Thank you.
On to the Moonlight Mushroom. Speedy delivery. Hi, Becky.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Hi, Becky. There's your delivery.
Thank you very much.
Becky Cummings, Fred Rogers.
How do you do?
Hello.
Glad to meet you.
I talked to Margot earlier, and she said she'd give us a tour of the mine today. Is she around?
Yes, she is. Let me give her a buzz.
Okay.
And may I keep your case while you tour in the mine?
Well, Becky, this is a trumpet, and I wanted to see how it sounded in the mine.
Oh, should sound good.
We'll see.
Hi, Margot.
Hi, Mr. McFeely. Good to see you. Good to meet you, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you, Margot. Looking forward to our time here.
Good. I'd like to provide you with some protective hats, and we'll give you some lights so that we can see you down in the mine.
Good.
And I'd like to have you follow me, okay?
Okay. See you later.
So you just follow
bye.
Me.
Bye.
Can I take your case and put it by my desk?
Well, it's a horn that I thought maybe I'd try to play in the mine.
Okay.
Now with this
hat. Oh, look, here we are.
I want to put this in. Now, how do you turn the light on again?
Okay, you just take a little knob right by your light and twist it, and that'll turn your light on.
It's on, yeah.
The reason we need that light is because we're going to be going in underground where it's dark.
I see. Well, it's not dark here.
No, not yet.
My, this is a big place. You must make lots of mushrooms here.
We make 46 million pounds a year.
46 million? That's a lot of mushrooms.
We're going to be heading into an area where we'll actually see some mushroom growing under the soil.
Oh, good. Are we underground yet?
Yeah, we're underground now, Mr. Feely. It's cold. It's getting cold, a little colder. And
what's this made out of, this mine?
This mine is limestone.
Well, they took the limestone out, and then they just left all this here.
Right.
You know, this would be a great place to do the horn.
Would you want to try it?
Here it is. There you go. I wanted to play this horn in a mine just to see what it sounded like. I'm going to try now. Oh, can you hear that? That's good. It's the first horn in your mind.
That's the first horn that we've heard, yes.
Where are we going now?
Where we're going now is we're going to go to the spawn growing rooms. Here we are. I wanted to show you where the root structure of the mushrooms were developed.
All right.
I'm just taking a handful of soil here.
May I touch it?
Sure.
Oh, it feels like straw.
This is a mixture of hay, crushed corn cobs, chicken manure, and stable manure.
No, what's that white stuff?
Okay, that white material is the root structure of the mushroom. Mm. See, this soil provides the nutrients for the mushroom to eat, to feed upon.
Mm. And that just stays in this room is moist, you know, it's warmer in here.
Yes, it is. It just stays in here for several weeks as this mushroom material grows through the soil.
And then what do you do?
What we do then is cover this with a fine layer of topsoil, and then I want to show you the watering of the tray, which we'll see. And that'll show you how that environment, that topsoil, the watering, the coolness and the darkness will let the mushrooms grow.
Great. Isn't this interesting, Mr. Feeling? Back to the car.
All right.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that pretty? Now, this will be interesting. She's doing some watering. Let's stop and meet her.
Oh, hi, Margo. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. Carol, I would like you to meet Mr. Rogers, Mr. McFeely, and Mr. Carol Wolf.
Hi,
Ms.
Glad to meet you.
As you can see, she's watering our mushrooms here.
It looks like you're giving them a shower.
Oh, just like the rain.
Just like the rain.
Yes.
How often do you water these mushrooms?
Every 3 days.
And how long does it take for the mushrooms to grow?
21 days for the first mushroom
to grow. So the seeds are under here like we saw before.
Yeah, the seeds are underneath. The roots have been developed, and pretty soon we'll be seeing mushrooms pinning up and coming up through the soil.
I see. They grow quickly, though.
Oh, they double their size overnight.
They do?
Yes.
Well, that's certainly growing faster than people grow.
Certainly is.
Are you a mother, Mrs. Wolf?
Yes, and I'm also a grandmother.
Oh, do you ever show your children?
Oh, yes, I've had my children down here and my grandson.
What do they think of it?
Oh, they just love it.
Do they?
I'll have to tell my grandchildren about this place.
Yes, Mr. McFeely. Do.
In fact, I think just around the corner we have some mushrooms that are ripening and...
Oh, you mean on top of the soil?
On top of the soil.
Oh, I'd like to see them. Yeah.
Good. Well, I could take you right there.
Could we walk?
No, you have to drive.
Such a big place, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is.
Thank you very much,
Ms. Wolf. More than welcome.
Goodbye, thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, Margo.
Here we are.
Look at all these mushrooms. Mr. McFeely, look at this. I've never seen so many mushrooms.
Is it all right just to look around here?
Aren't these lovely?
Oh, my, there's so many. Is it all right to touch them?
Yes, you go ahead.
My goodness. They're ready to be picked, are they?
These mushrooms are ready to be picked. In fact, here's Pat Meckling. She's doing some picking. I'd like you to meet Mr. Rogers.
How do you do, Mr. Rogers?
How do you do, Miss Meckling? Could you tell us about what you're doing here?
Today we're going to pick the mushrooms that are taller than the rest. The stems have to be tall and straight. The taller they are, the more ready they are to pick.
I see.
Then we kind of weed around in between of them, much like you would weed your plants in a garden.
To pick out the tall ones.
Yes.
I see. Give the other ones a
room
chance
to grow.
Is it all right if I pick some?
Certainly. Help yourself.
Everyone seems different. There's not one that we've picked that looks the same as another.
They're like grains of sand. Each one has a different shape.
Grains of sand?
Yes.
Yeah. They're like people.
Very much like people.
Everybody's different. Now, do you... Oh, I just noticed how many you have here. I'd like to show my friends that. Look at all of those mushrooms that Mrs. Meckling has picked. Would this take about an hour or so?
No. You can pick a basket in 5 or 10 minutes.
You must pick a lot in a whole day.
You can pick 500 pounds a day.
500 pounds of mushrooms
a
day? Well, that's because you know how.
The mushrooms are very, very delicate, and they need to be packaged in a very special way.
I see.
And we'll see that next.
Look at this one.
What is that?
That's an overripe mushroom. Thought you'd like to see it.
What would you use that for?
But you could use it in soups. Isn't that right, Bill? Thanks for showing them to me. There you go.
We're off to the packaging
house. Nice to come with you. Bye-bye.
Okay. See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Up we go, out of the mine. Now, what are they doing here?
Okay, what they're doing is they're weighing each package exactly the weight that it has to be. These scales are so sensitive that one mushroom can make a difference.
And then where do they go from there?
Okay, what that happens now is the machine pushes these down, and at this stage,
clear cover is wrapped around the package of mushrooms. Uh-huh. This protects the package. Then as it goes down the line, a special label machine actually blows the label on because that again protects the mushrooms. Nothing ever touches the mushrooms. Then they go to places in the United States that want mushrooms.
This is just fascinating here.
Well, I'd like to take you up to our reception area, and I have a special delivery for both of you.
Special delivery. Yes.
Back when we started.
Takes a lot of care to grow mushrooms, doesn't it?
And how did your trumpet sound down in the mine?
It sounded good, Becky. Thank you.
Uh-huh. And Becky has a special delivery for you.
What is that?
I certainly do. I have something for both of you.
Mushrooms. Thank you, Becky.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Margo. It was wonderful to know how mushrooms are grown in a place like this. See you again.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Speedy delivery. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Speedy delivery's right.
Different things like that, Mr. McFeely. Thanks for thinking of that. Would you like to come in?
Oh, not just now. I think I'll take these mushrooms home and make a mushroom omelet for Betsy and myself tonight.
Well, I hope you enjoy it.
Well, I'm glad you could come along. Speedy delivery to you.
I'm
Bye.
Glad I did, too. Bye, Mr. McFeely. Come on in. I think I put these in the refrigerator. Did you enjoy that trip to the mushroom factory? I like to learn new things. There's some food for you, fish. Well, we've had our factory time. Now maybe we'll just have our make-believe time today. All right, let's go to the trolley. Okay, trolley. Good. Now, yesterday, Prince Tuesday told his dad that people needed to play, and he should change that rule about no play allowed. So why don't we pretend that King Friday has been thinking about that? Thinking about it a lot in the neighborhood of make-believe. Okay, trolley. Neighborhood of make-believe.
Make way for the mushroom.
Miss Abernan, I presume?
Oh, correct as usual, Uncle Friday. I didn't... Here you come in. You startled me.
Yeah, well, it's annoying not to have the fanfare. Absolutely annoying.
Well, I can imagine.
What are you doing today?
I'm pretending that I'm a growing mushroom.
Pretending is playing, isn't it?
Oh, I guess so. But I just felt that I had to pretend mushroom for a bit.
Well, I have a job for you. That can take your mind off pretending.
Oh, what is the job, Uncle Friday?
I want you to find the court musicians who are responsible for my fanfares and bring them here.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. That looks like purple panda. Purple panda, come here at once, please. Purple panda, I presume?
Correct, as usual, King Friday. Did you like it?
You were swimming?
Yes, I guess I was. I just learned it, and I wanted to show everyone in the neighborhood.
But swimming is play.
I guess so. I really like it.
Play is not allowed in this neighborhood.
Why not?
Because I made the rule.
I hope you will change your rule someday.
That's what everybody seems to be saying, even my own son. What a rule I've made. What a rule. Oh, Officer Clemens, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Do you have a report for me about Lady Elaine Fairchild?
Yes, I do, sire. I've located the lady.
Oh, excellent. And have you brought her and her museum back with you?
No, I have not, sire.
Why not?
Because Lady Elaine wouldn't come back until you changed the rule.
Oh, that rule.
This is a description of the location of where I found Lady Elaine, in case you need to get in touch with her.
Oh, thank you.
That is, sire, in case you changed the rule.
I understand. You are excused.
Thank you, sire.
Incidentally, Clemens, you do good work.
Thank you very much, sire.
And also, if you should see my court musicians, kindly ask them to come here.
Of course, Your Majesty.
Yes, thank you very much. Oh, Officer Clemens is certainly a fast worker. Court musicians, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
I have been missing my usual fanfare for several days. Kindly explain.
We thought it
wasn't allowed, Your
Majesty.
Why not allowed? You always provide my fanfare.
We thought it
was play, Your
Majesty.
Fanfare? Play?
We have to
play our horns
to make the
fanfare.
Play your horns? Oh, I never thought about that. That's terrible.
Oh, there you are. I've been looking everywhere for you. No,
we were told
to come.
Well, are you going to give the king his fanfare?
It's up to
him.
They have to play the horn to give the fanfare.
Oh, but it's their work, isn't it?
But it's still playing, Lady Evelyn. Here, let me blow my own fanfare. Thank you.
Oh, Uncle Friday, that's wonderful. You play the horn wonderfully.
It's a fanfare for a fanfare for an announcement. Now you may play yours. I, King Friday the 13th, announce that there will be play again in this neighborhood. My son was right. You were right. Everyone needs play. But please make your play careful. We will talk more about it tomorrow. Oh, Purple Panda. Yes, you may swim in the neighborhood, Purple Panda. Being careful, of course. So we'll have more merriment in the M room. The mushroom, that is.
So now the rule is ended. King Friday could see that people really do need to play. Do you suppose he finally realized that when he blew on that horn over and over? He blew and blew and blew that fanfare. Maybe he blew out some of his mad feelings. But I was proud of King Friday saying that his son was right. That's not easy for someone like the king to say, you were right and I was wrong. But it shows that the king's an understanding person, because nobody's right all the time and nobody's wrong all the time. Sometimes people are right, and they feel that all is light. But the very same people who are right sometimes are the very same people who are wrong sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for you? And sometimes people are good, and they do just what they should. But the very same people who are good sometimes are the very same people who are bad sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for you? And sometimes people get wet, and their parents get upset. But the very same people who get wet sometimes are the very same people who are dry sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? Isn't it the same for you? There are lots of ways to play about your feelings. Sure, that's such an important thing about play. How do you play when you're happy? And how do you play when you're sad or angry? It's certainly a good feeling to know that you can play and still be safe, isn't it? It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, a feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and people can like you exactly as you are. You know what we must think about tomorrow in the neighborhood of make-believe? Lady Elaine Fairchild. Yes, she's still off with her museum go-round, off at the play park. Think more about that tomorrow. I'll be back.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.